Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Eric Christensen, the president and CEO of Swiss Krono. Eric, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp.
It's good to talk to you. You are a lifer. Let's talk about your background first. You've just had this role at Swiss Krono for about 2 months, but let's get into your background. It goes way back. Your father actually worked at Armstrong. You grew up with him there, and you worked at Armstrong early on, but you've also got history at Edge, Shaw, back at Armstrong, and Hans Grohe Group as well, right?
Yep, I started my career out of college at Armstrong and worked for another building products company for a couple years in the storage organization business, and then for Shaw for a couple years, and then did that venture capital startup Edge Flooring for mm-hmm. 5 years, and then back at Armstrong for 6 years. Then took on, you know, more of an international role with Hans Grohe, which is a decorative plumbing and shower fixture company based out of the south of Germany, and did that for almost 4 years before coming here.
All right, so 2 months here to take the role of president and CEO. You know, we do statistical information, and obviously these are our estimates, but in our May issue, we talked about the laminate business, and we had Swiss Krono in third position. Obviously, Mohawk first, Krono Span second, and Swiss Krono in third place. So one of the top five for sure. And you're based in South Carolina, and you've been making investments, which some people have, especially with this crazy growth of LVT, some people have raised an eyebrow about these laminate producers continue to invest in the business. But actually, the business is doing pretty well and continues to kind of own its own space, wouldn't you say?
Yes. You know, it's a core competency of ours globally, too. I mean, so, you know, around the world, our company is $1.8 billion. You know, we're based in Switzerland, about 4,500 employees. And about half of our business is flooring products, laminate products, yeah. And the other half is wood products. And so, you know, when you think about what we're doing here, this CapEx project we've got, this HDF startup, will feed us our boards for our plants, as well as put us into the wood products business here in the U.S. So the output of this new facility does both those things.
I see. You announced, I think it was a $215 million investment in an HDF plant in Barnwell, South Carolina. So it's not just for the laminate business, you're saying?
Correct. And it's closer to $250 million now.
Okay. If you go back and look over the last 5 years, Swiss Krono has been investing in Barnwell, South Carolina for a long time, right?
Yes, definitely. You know, the plant here that we have is about 1 million square feet under roof. We're a big producer, and we service the U.S. market out of Barnwell.
So tell us why you think this laminate business is holding its own with the recent excitement over LVT.
I mean, I think it's a tried and true category. You know, there's going to be ebbs and flows with every category. You can talk about those from hardwood to carpet to, you know, LVT. I think LVT is the newest thing to market, if you will. There's certainly some properties of the product from a design standpoint and a performance standpoint that give it its place in the market. But I think those two things also are still hold true with laminate. And what we're producing is more of the, you know, higher-end design-oriented laminate. So wider boards, longer planks, you know, and on-trend colors and products that if you were to buy those in natural wood would be out of the price range for most consumers. And laminate has come a long way. The resolution of the product is just really striking. So I think it's, you know, it has its home and it's doing well.
You know, I've asked the same question for a lot of the retail sales associates out there, and they say obviously the hardest flooring out there is porcelain tile, but second to that is probably laminate.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great performance story. You know, those attributes have been with the product for a long time. Mm-hmm. And if you have a high traffic area, it's the perfect product. And, you know, if you want to put down porcelain product or ceramic product, that's a whole different proposition, you know, from an installation standpoint, from an installation cost standpoint, from an inability to change in the case of porcelain. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of benefits to it, and performance is one of them.
And the industry has kind of answered some of this concern around moisture, too, by coming out with products that are moisture resistant, right?
Yeah, that's been there's been a lot of focus and attention put on that in the industry. We're producing products that meet a lot of the specifications for, you know, moisture-resistant performance. Commercial wet space is not the place for wood or laminate.
Yeah.
And that's a great place for tile. But in residential applications, yeah, I mean, the performance of the product fits the bill.
Well, what can you tell us about your future plans as far as, you know, this wood story you were telling us about?
Yeah, so a major focus for me and the team here is to get this plant out of the ground. So we're erecting fixtures now. We've poured a lot of the concrete, although I'm looking out the window now and they're, you know, pouring more, and that'll continue over time. We're heavy in this project, and so that's a key focus of ours, is to get this wood plant out of the ground. I will tell you that as part of this integration and production of this wood facility, we are adding yet further capacity to our laminate plant and adding some structure off to the side of our facility and attaching it, that's really going to give us increased capacity on some of those higher end products that I was talking about. But that's all within the scope of this construction project. We will be producing boards at the end of next year. And so, you know, kind of our project plan takes us through the fall, through trials, and into market in 2019.
Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. I definitely wanted to let our listeners know a little bit about where you were headed as the leader over Swiss Krono. Again, been talking to Eric Christensen, the president and CEO of Swiss Krono, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.